hot Saturday night on the ice in Alberta as the Calgary Flames and the Tampa Bay Lightning square off. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Calgary kept Tampa Bay off balance during Tuesday's first game, but the Lightning struck back on Thursday. That's not just a phrase at hockey, is it? With a 4-1 victory, punches were thrown, penalties called, and the stage was set for the third of what could be a tight best-of-seven series. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us. Ron, thanks very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
This turning out to be a good series, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 4-1 games with a different winner in each one. Good teams, exciting hockey, they emphasize speed, a lot of fun to watch, swell players. And nobody cares.
Well, all right. I was going to ask you this. Martin St. Louis of Tampa Bay has caused a lot of excitement this year. And I'm intrigued by Nikolai Khabibulin, who's called the Bulin Wall. He stopped 18 of 19 shots that were thrown at him in the second game. And yet these are the lowest ratings that even ESPN has had on the NHL Finals since 1990.
Well, and that's the problem, Scott. I'm afraid that these NHL Finals, as exciting as they've been so far, with the promise of more, are sort of emblematic of the problems facing the lead. Hockey's the game they live for in Canada. You know that. Mm-hmm. And when Winnipeg and Quebec were losing their teams a couple of years ago and Canadian hockey was going through an identity crisis, a whole lot of people thought Calgary might be the next team to fold. Mm-hmm. Now when the NHL woke up after a huge misbegotten expansion binge in the U.S. a few years later and wondered, what have we done? Tampa Bay was one of the teams that looked like it might be a mistake. And yet here they are in the Stanley Cup Finals. And because they're in such small television markets, yeah, the ratings are just terrible. Canada has rallied around the Flames. Scott, mm-hmm, it's the first team from north of the border to make the finals in 10 years.
Seriously? Has it been that long?
It's been that long. But that
that's
just
right. The Habs in Toronto haven't been in it, have
that's
they?
It. That's it. That's it. Not since 94. But it just doesn't cut it with American TV audiences, and that's the basic problem. Yeah. Here are the real stories in hockey this week, the Stanley Cup notwithstanding, Scott. Mm-hmm. The NHL has just signed a contract with NBC in which the network, yeah, will pay the league no money to televise a few regular season games in the playoffs next year. Think about it.
Yeah.
All they'll do is share the ad revenue. Now, can you imagine the NFL or baseball or the Olympics or college football, which gets billions from the networks, signing a contract like this? Then you have the small matter of the Cup Finals being the last hockey we may see for a while. Yeah. The fight between the players and the owners has been going on for years now. Mm-hmm. And if there isn't a deal by September, when training camps open, mm-hmm, there won't be any training camps. So if these Stanley Cup Finals are as exciting as they've been so far, we'd better enjoy them, because that's all we may see for a while.
Quick question about the French Open.
Yes.
Everybody whose name I recognize is getting beaten by someone from the Ukraine. What's going on?
Scott, no, this is the first time no American man has made it to the third round in a Grand Slam tournament for 30 years. All I can say is, on Venus, on Monica, on Lindsay Davenport, the women are sort of holding up their end of the deal.
As they always do, don't they, Ron?
You bet.
Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, and also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.